Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to episode 5 of the ThreadSafe podcast. Surprise! Yes, this is my Dog Days of Quarantine episode for Friday, March 27th, 2020. I have a lot to say about sewing and crafting today, enough to warrant a full-blown ThreadSafe podcast episode. If you're new to this show, the ThreadSafe podcast is the show that believes in keeping your creative side and your tech side in balance. I'm a network operations technician in my day job, and a costumer, writer, community volunteer, and podcaster on my days off. The goal of this show is to support and encourage people who work in technology but want to feed their interest in the creative arts, or vice versa. To start the show off, what's new with me? Here's a status update on my latest crafting projects. Today was my first day since we started seriously following social distancing in my area that I've devoted any significant effort or time to sewing. My big social event on my calendar today was a virtual armor party. A member of the Mandalorian Mercs Costume Club hosted a live YouTube stream for about 3 hours, which was really impressive, during which he worked on his own armor and talked about the process of armor making and answered questions. And most of that time, I was working on my own sewing projects at home. Not a costume project, because I decided I wanted to focus on decluttering my home office and working on other projects first. I mentioned in yesterday's episode of Amy Talks About Stuff that I was going to make that kind of my motto or mantra for this period. Gonna take some time to do the things we never have. One of the things cluttering my home office up is a stash of upholstery fabric that one of my church friends gave to me several years ago. It was part of a coordinated effort to make drawstring backpacks to give out as part of our homeless outreach efforts, which are in limbo, and hopefully they will be coming back at some unspecified point in the future. But I nonetheless really wanted to get those done. They'd been sitting around, not getting done, for far, far too long, so I decided to get them done. And I gotta say, I'm pretty darned happy with what I did get done today. Today, meaning from late afternoon on Friday until early Saturday morning. To me, that's Friday, because I normally work overnights. That's why I'm considering this to be my Friday episode, even though it is about 5 in the morning on Saturday morning. Don't worry, I definitely have plans for a Saturday episode, too. Sorry, to get back on topic, I now have, I believe there are 5 total tote bags that are 100% finished, 4 of which I completed today. One of them I need to pick stitches out of so I can re-thread the drawstrings correctly this time. One of them I can't finish because I ran out of paracord. I'm using a nylon cord as the drawstrings, and I only have one more piece of it left, and each backpack needs 2. Then there are 2 more bags that are cut, but I haven't started sewing yet. It's super, super easy. I might get that done in the next few days. You might have seen the memes or Facebook posts saying that instead of referring to it as social distancing or quarantine, we should refer to it as being exiled for the good of the realm, which is both accurate and sounds cool and mysterious. The host of our virtual armor party today kept calling it that, which I thought was very entertaining and made me really like him and really enjoy the virtual armor party experience. I hope we have more, because I have a bunch of costume projects that I'd like to get back to. In January, I finished a flapper dress based on the color scheme of Cloud City Leia, which I'm going to make the actual proper Cloud City Leia outfit at some point. I had hoped to have it for Star Wars Celebration. I still hope to have it for Star Wars Celebration. Other things on my to-do list that I've been working on lately are Naboo Handmaiden version 2. Version 1 is currently hanging in my closet. I'd like to make a version 2 because the one I have is too tight for me, and the sleeves are all crooked, and I didn't measure the hood for me, so it's way too big. And I splashed orange dye on the back of the hem when I was dyeing it like an idiot. I still wore it anyway, and I absolutely had the time of my life wearing it at last year's Star Wars Celebration, but I'd still like to make a better version. Also, I'm finally doing another thing I've always said I would do, which is redoing the bodice on my Princess Celestia dress so it actually fits me properly. That is a work in progress right now. I might get back to that tomorrow night or next week, depending on what I feel like doing. And as long as I'm taking inventory of my fabric so I can figure out what to use to make face masks, which I'll talk about in my next segment, I also intend to try to figure out whether I have enough brown fabric left to make the inner tunic for my Episode 3 Obi-Wan. I hope I do, because that's the last major soft piece I need for that costume. Now let's get into our main topic for today, making masks. Lately there have been a lot of news articles going around the intertubes about the critical shortages of personal protective equipment and how crafters can help. Calls for help have gone out from a number of hospitals, and there are all kinds of instruction sets out there. I support these efforts, but only on the conditions that everyone who volunteers their sewing machine understands the limitations of what they can do and is working to fulfill a specific request by a specific medical institution and knows where to send them and how to get them there when they're done. By the normal standards of the practice of medicine, the only masks acceptable for caring for patients with viral infections are N95 respirators. So called because the materials they're made of, and the fact that they form a tight seal to the wearer's face, allows them to filter 95% of airborne particles, including viruses, from the air. Your home fabric stash most certainly is not going to do that, and we are fooling ourselves if we think our homemade masks can replace N95s. However, there are two things we can do to help as sewers and crafters. We can turn our fabric stashes into washable covers for N95 masks, which some healthcare professionals are using to extend the useful life of their existing N95s. Or, we can create regular old surgical masks to be used by healthcare professionals who are working with non-COVID patients. Either or both are likely to be helpful and appreciated. Which tasks you should be pursuing depends on the area you live in and the specific requests put forth by your local healthcare institutions. If you're going to make masks for hospitals, I highly recommend searching your local news and the social media accounts of your local healthcare providers to find requests and instructions specific to your area. That's how I found out about Nebraska Masks for Medicine, a volunteer group that is making the covers for N95 masks that I mentioned earlier. They specifically asked for white bedsheet fabric, and I do still have some of that left, although not very much. So I might try to make some mask covers for them, but of course I don't have any quarter-inch elastic, which is totally sold out of our craft stores, by the way. I might order some and just do the best I can. I also read that Nebraska Medicine is recruiting volunteer sewers who are in the local area to help repair some of their surgical linen so that they can be put back into circulation. I've reached out to them as they instructed, but I haven't heard back yet. Meanwhile, my mom in California is making masks following a set of instructions that were recommended to her by the staff at the hospital closest to her, and I think I might try to join her in that effort, too. I will put that link in my helpful links of the day. If you're not a sewer or crafter, members of the 3D printing community have started a volunteer effort to collect data points related to the PPE shortage from the internet. I'll post those links in my helpful links too. And now it's time for the helpful links of the day. I have a whole bunch of them today, starting with a helpful CDC infographic on the difference between surgical masks and N95 respirators. There's also an article on the invention and history of the N95 masks. After that, I'll post a link to the article I found about Nebraska masks for medicine, and then to the video containing the instructions my mom is following to make masks. Finally, there's the Google Sheet and Google Form that the 3D Corps is using to coordinate their volunteer data collection efforts. All of these links will be in my show notes at ameliabowen.com under the category The Thread Safe Podcast. That'll be it for today's episode. Until next time, stay home, stay safe, and may all your threads remain smooth and untangled. The theme song for the Thread Safe podcast is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere from the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org. The transition sound effect is Scissors Cutting by Sklolex, which is available via freesound.org.